Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. It is that time once more, jazz fans, as they say. It is 9 o'clock. It is Saturday evening. It is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary sounds with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. And summer, is it coming in, or have we already missed it? Well, as the island cautiously opens up its doors to tourism and the UK makes its first tentative steps to freedom, there are another group of worried people. And no, it's not COVID-related. I'm talking about the students counting down the days to the results or assessments or clearing, whatever it takes to break free of paternal gaze for a while, at least until the money runs out, and get a place at uni. So, what have you been invigilating on this week, H?
Don't remind me about vigilation. Mercy Miles, live at Vienne, his last ever concert release on CD. It's been coming out quite recently, and very fine it is too. We'll be checking that one out. Dino Salusi, haven't heard from him for a while, and we might have time a bit of Marshall's Law.
And for me, well, we're looking out. We haven't lost our marbles. We keep our promises to an old friend. And if you think your results will direct you towards dreaming spires, then for the jazz musicians among you, you could do a lot worse than joining the Oxford University Jazz Orchestra. Here's the first movement of The Floating Boy. Well, there we are. That was The Floating Boy, or at least the opening movement of it. A nice narrative runs throughout from the award-winning pianist and composer Harry Baker, along with the Oxford University Jazz Orchestra and the Oxford Gargoyles. I can't get my teeth in. The Oxford Gargoyles Choral Group. Harry's work has been featured both on Jazz FM and BBC Radio 3. He's performed at Ronnie's, the 606, Wigmore Hall, and the Royal Festival Hall. So glad he's not sitting around twiddling his thumbs, wasting taxpayers' grant money then. This debut shows not only an interest in harmonies and orchestration, but clever integration of the voices, and was recorded live at Magdalen College Auditorium in June 2019, before all of these things happened.
Yeah, very third stream, isn't it? It's from jazz.
It is. It swings in the band
like a choral
bit.
Yeah, you can almost imagine the sort of choral students singing in between there. But yeah, it's got a kind of trouble. Yeah, what do we got? Well, back in the day, as they say, when we first started doing this malarkey, it was vinyl. It was all vinyl. That's what you played it off, basically. The odd cassette, possibly, but basically vinyl. Then the great CD revolution. Now, of course, it's just as likely to be played off downloads or something from, you know, Bandcamp or something from YouTube or something from, you know, you name it. Other sources are available, but, you know, coming down as digital. And a bit of a mix these days, all sorts. However, they all coexist. Vinyl had a resurgence as well, of course. And the CD still going strong in certain quarters, perhaps in the specialist musics. And so when old friend of Manx Radio and friend of myself and Chris and here, Bob Harrison, says, "Oh, my age, I've got some CDs coming in that were going up to hospice there. You might be interested in these. There's some jazzy ones." Of course I was. I had a quick look around and, yeah, here's one. Dino Saluzzi. Now, we've had him several times before. I don't think I've ever featured this one, the Dino Saluzzi Group. So quite often he does stuff just with clarinet or indeed solo bandoneon. But here he is with classical guitars, with tenor sax, electric bass and drums and percussion. Not that such an old album. 2014 this was on ECM. El Valle de la Infancia, which I assume is the Valley of the Children. I'm guessing. My Spanish is pretty ropey at the best of times. But a nice sound they make indeed. La Polvadera. Thank you. Quite enjoyed that one, I must admit, and thanks to Bob Harrison for yes, Uncle Bob, thanks Bob for tipping me the wink about these ones coming through. Yes, Dinas Lucy Group, El Valle de la Infancia, and the group itself is mostly people I'm not aware of, mostly again I think from Spain or Spanish players. So Dino, of course, are leading from Boundoni, and Jose Maria Saluzzi, which I'm assuming is obviously a relation, on classical and requinto guitars, and Nicolas Colecho Brizula on classical guitar as well. Felix Cuchara Saluzzi, it's a family affair by the looks of it, but I'm not aware of the rest of his family, on tenor sax and clarinet. Matthias Saluzzi, it is a family affair, electric bass and double bass, and Quintino Cinelli on drums and percussion. But yes, it's sort of music you put on a hot day. It has sort of echoes of hot valleys and sort of arid plains and being out in sort of somewhere in Spain or Seville or Italy or something like that. Really nice, actually. But yeah, enjoying that, and thank you very much, El Valle. So 2014, so not that old in the scale of things.
I wonder how many people out there are putting together tasting menus based around jazz on a Saturday night with Jump It In. Could be quite an interesting challenge. A different drink and a course for every record
Perfect.
We play. But good luck. Let us know if you're trying that. Now to Denver, Colorado. So I don't know what the next course is for the title track from guitarist and composer Alex Heffron's recent release. Here's Looking Out. Out the title track from guitarist Alex Heffron and his sextet. Maybe not breaking any new ground, but a confident and grooving debut, I think, with a tight sextet. Really benefiting from regular gigs around the Colorado area, not somewhere I've ever experienced. I'd love to go, obviously, and have a look at the Grand Canyon and other things, but hoping they can make the jump to a global audience, if not through the ease of touring, then courtesy of the internet. The album is called Looking Out and is available now on all the major streaming services.
You're listening to Jumping In on Manx Radio with Chris and myself, H. Coming up next, Mercy Miles. I suspect Miles Davis doesn't need a huge amount of introduction to regular listeners of these programmes. One of the giants of the modern jazz scene and author of one of the best-selling, if not the best-selling, I think it is, jazz record of all time, Kind of Blue. Always moving, of course, though. You know, he looked back and was, I don't know, he was sceptical about Kind of Blue in latter years, but he never went back to his earlier stuff. He was always moving forward right up until the day he died, pretty much. And this is taken right towards the end of his life. This is Mercy Miles live at Vienne. It's listed or heralded as historic performances available in the original order for the first time ever. I don't know if some of it's been out previously as bootlegs or otherwise. But it's a musical farewell to France and the world from Miles's final tour in 1991, recorded at Jazz at Vienne. Great stuff, a lively band. You can see the direction he was heading. He's much more influenced by the likes of Prince and Jackson and such like. Let's hear Penetration. Thank you. Live at Vienne, the final tour by Miles Davis and his then band, which consisted of course Miles on trumpets, on saxophones, Kenny Garrett still going great guns. I saw him not that long ago, Ronnie Scott's in fact, Dedra Johnson on keyboard, you don't hear him so much, Foley on lead bass, Richard Patterson on bass, and Ricky Wellerman at the drums. And that was in fact of course the year of Miles's death, so that was recorded in the summer. He fell ill later that year towards the end of the tour after they played the Hollywood Bowl, I think, went into hospital with a stroke, and sadly never recovered. So it literally was his sort of final statement in a wonderful amphitheatre in Vienna. You can hear the crowd whooping it up, quite rightly so. And a lovely little liner note as well from the, there's some fine liner notes with this, a whole booklet actually, live at Vienna 1991 on this edition from Warner Brothers. And yeah, there's a note saying on July the 2nd, the morning after this performance, someone visited Miles before his departure, as all the festival directors. It was Boutillier, the gentleman who was actually looking after the Vienna Festival. He says, at the hotel to say goodbye and to thank Miles for his concert. He was in the lobby going to the restaurant. He'd made a special request for breakfast. Normally they wouldn't do it, but because it was Miles Davis, they did. So the last memory I have of Miles is seeing him eating a breakfast of foie gras in 10 in the morning before he got into the car and started out for Montreux. That's the last time I saw him. Well, if you're going to go out in style. Personally, I don't like foie gras at any time of the day. But well worth checking out. Mercy Miles' double CD. That was called Penetration, and his cover of a Prince number. And, of course, a great fan of the likes of Prince and some of Jackson's numbers, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time's on there as well. These numbers coming back to in later years.
Now, a new release from an old friend of the show, pianist and composer Jean-Marie Machado, who I first came across around about 20 years ago. We were debating this when I found a couple of his albums with Andy Shepherd, who was also playing in the concert we saw him at a record stall at, I say, Bath Jazz Festival, and we were debating, was it Bath or Cheltenham? I've had a bit of a judicious Googling, and it was indeed Bath. Would you like to take a punt on the year?
It would be probably about 2002.
Ooh, not close enough this time. 2006. He was Jean-Marie was born in Morocco to an Italian Spanish mother and a Portuguese father, and having trained classically, discovered the love of jazz whilst studying in France, where he later lived and performed for many, many years. And his latest release with a new quartet was recorded at the famous La Buisson studio, where notably Ahmad Jamal recorded his classic Saturday Morning. Well, for this Saturday evening, let's hear the opener from his new album, Majaka. Here's Bolina. With the piano sounding a bit like a hammered dulcimer there, Bolina, the opening track from pianist and composer Jean-Marie Machado and his new quartet. A fabulous album, this. I really enjoyed it, which envelops you in Machado's musical universe and shows sort of glints and reflections of his musical heritage. As one reviewer said, this is an album you'll not only desire, you'll need to own, but one you'll want to live in. It's recorded in the studio's own La Buisson label, which in 2018 won an accolade as the best new jazz French label, or rather French jazz label, and a year later was integrated into the ECM catalogue, offering them worldwide distribution and promotion. And I can't think of a much better compliment than that. Highly recommend that one.
Indeed, yeah, I do like that Hammond dulcimer sound towards the end. Terrific stuff. Another pianist who's been around slightly longer, Marshall Salal, 93 years old, still playing as far as I'm aware. We had the great pleasure of seeing him at Bath several years ago now, and my word, he was good to sort of doing a deconstruction job on some jazz standards. Wonderful stuff, and playing like a man 70 years his junior. He's had several out with some bigger bands, which is quite nice. His new Decca band, Marshall Salal, Exposition Sans Tableau, from a few years back on the MFA level, I think it was. and very fine it was too. It was the choice of Jazzman in 2006. Let's hear Courtesil.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Dodeca Band, the new Dodeca Band of Marshall Salal. He was a mere 79 there, I think, back in 2006. Lots of recordings to check out, over 50, 60, 70 years, I think, his career. And I think still playing. Wonderful stuff.
Yes, he was in his mid-80s when we saw him, and he kind of wandered on, sort of looking like a little old man onto the stage, and then played this youthful, vigorous jazz. It was spectacular. Well, we've just got time for one last track. It's been 10 years since the last recording of free jazz legend and originator of multiphonics of the sax, Pharoah Saunders. So this is something special. Now, in his 81st year, another veteran, Saunders has spent 5 years working with neuroscientist and ambient electronic artist Sam Shepard, or Floating Points, as he's better known, along with the LSO, on this lyrical nine-movement, one-track release, Promises. Close your eyes, drift away on a lush and mysterious bed of sound. See you next week.
Be good.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.